Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Antonia. How may I assist you on today?
How you doing today? My job had laid us off last Friday, and they were telling us to file for unemployment. And my name is Hope Adams.
Okay, what was your return date back to work?
It was September the 13th when I started working at Snelly's Temp Service.
So your job laid you off, and you're trying to file for a week, and you're trying to file for unemployment for that week?
I guess. I don't know how long they're going to lay us out, how long we're going to be laid out.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know how long we're going to be laid out. I work for a temp service. Most of the time, we'd be laid out. It'd be like for 3 or 4 months, but how this going to be, we don't know how long it's going to be. This is our first time ever being laid off in this group I'm in. Cause I used to be in the other group. We used to be laid off for a long time, but I didn't know we could file for unemployment. Then they told us, yeah, I didn't know that till now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your social?
Yes, ma'am. It's 421-1960-52.
You said 421-1960-52?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your first and last name?
Hope Adams.
And what's your date of birth?
The ninth month and ninth day, 1984.
Okay. And your driver license ID number?
Hold on, let me get it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have had out this time.
It's okay.
Okay, it is. The number, my driver license number is. Hold on. It's
969-5569. Okay. I was asking because, like, sometimes some people were supposed to file for the previous week, and they don't file the week that they're off, and they try to file like the next week that they go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't file like that. Like, once you start working, you missed your week of filing, you can't file again. So for the previous week that you missed, that's all. It's kind of like trying to figure out what were you seeing and get a good understanding.
Yes, ma'am. Because we was off this whole week. We don't know when we go back.
Okay. All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is your preferred language English?
English, yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you've completed in school?
The 12th grade.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the AL Vintage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your first payment is approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit.
Yep. Checking savings account. You want that information?
Yes. You want checking account?
You can put it in my yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
I need your routing number first whenever you do get it.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. I'm trying to see what this one is. Okay. This is my, I guess this is my routing number. It's 672.
8545 9.
Okay, so that was 672-8541-5. 9. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And this is my checking account. It's 316-265-1707. Oh, we're ping and ping. They got it different now. They got it by the wallet. That's what they call it.
Okay. Can you give me that bank account number again?
Yes, ma'am. It's 316-265-1707.
Hold on, it might be on my check stub. Hold on, man.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on, let me see. Can I put it on one of my check stubs? Make sure. It could be on here. Hold up. Let me see. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh, you okay? You good?
No, I don't see it on here. On my, hold up, I do see it. I got on my route. Okay, hold up. I'm sorry. Erase that, baby. My route number, I got everything right here. It's 083-00.
Okay, one moment.
Let me.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay, you said 3.
Eight. No, it's 8. Okay. No, it's 08. 3-0-0-0-108. That's the route number.
108?
It's 108. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's, I'm going to copy again. It's 083-0-0-0-108.
Okay. And what's the account number?
The account number is 316-26-51707.
All right. And can you verify your mailing address?
It's 1522 Levine Road, apartment G7, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Okay. All right. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
It's the same, baby.
Okay. And has your address changed since the last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a good telephone number to use?
251-447-9332.
And that was, is Naveen spelled like N-E-L-E-V-E?
Yes, ma'am. It's L-E-V-E-N-E. What you gonna call them? It's L-E-V-E-N-E. An apartment, G7.
Wait, spell that again. Let me make sure this right.
It's L E. It's okay. The address is 1622. The thing is L E V E N E.
Okay. Trying to make sure I had the E in the right spot.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. I know you can't hardly hear them hard.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Associate broker, chemical pathology, gynecologist, operating recovery room, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Which of the following street addresses in Irvington have you ever lived at or been associated with? 12385 Lloyd Road, 6895 Williamsburg Court.
That's my mom's address.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 251-957-1034.
My mom's address. That's my mom's telephone number.
Okay. did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military? Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the last day you worked?
Oh, it was last Friday. Oh, wow. It was on the 22nd. It's it's a shift service I work for, but I work at John Sayard.
Okay.
It's a company called Valley Temp Service.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I could work. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I could work.
Okay. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
All right.
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, if I can. Yes, ma'am. I will work. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
No, ma'am. I'm not trying to go back to school yet.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, it could be where in my area, like in my county in Alabama.
Okay. And how many miles would you roughly say?
I'm going to say like 20 or 40 miles. 20. Because my job ain't too far from my house.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Ma'am?
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
What you mean by that?
Like, what's the lowest wage, like, dollar per hour you're willing to accept?
Oh, right now, really, it was like 9 when I was working at another store in Mexico. But now I make 12 something.
Okay. So you want to put $12?
Yes, ma'am. I make $12. They start me off with 12. I get paid every week.
Okay. Did you file for, what moment? Did you work through the union?
A year?
The union. Did you work through the union?
No, ma'am.
All right. And you said your employer did not give you a definite date to return to work, right?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm. And he told us it was going to be 2 weeks. Then somebody else said, another boss was saying that y'all had to file for your unemployment. So
okay. We
don't know how true it is. It's a person, you know, it's like, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. I understand. All right. And what was your job?
Ma'am.
Oh, you can continue what you were saying.
I said, I better be safe and be far, because, you know, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I got bills to pay and stuff, but then I did put in some application for stuff, because nobody had to call me yet. So I just wanted to have backup. You get what I'm coming from?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. What was your job title at the job you were working at?
In a warehouse, doing tissue, boxing tissue.
You were stocking?
Boxing.
Oh,
boxing tissue. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the name of that temp service you was hired on to?
Nellie Temp Service in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, and what was the name of that facility you was working in?
Ma'am?
What? So when you get your chest to, what do it say on there?
It say, John, this is John Say Yard.
Okay, one moment.
One
moment. I'm gonna write. Let me type it in.
Okay.
Let me get to this screen. Okay. What is it?
It's John is J O H N. Fayard is F A Y A R D. It's then Fay. Well, it's Fay A S T W Y Service.
Okay, spell the second and the third word again.
Okay, it's F A Y A R D.
Okay.
F A S T W A Y.
So John Fayer Fastway, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it's I got the Snellys at the top. It's a Snelly Temp Service at the top too. On the thing, but it's on my check, so it says John Fay, you know, Fay, sorry, W Fay.
Okay. And what's the address to John Fayer Fastway?
I don't have it.
Okay. It's okay. I can find that. But
and I don't even have the one for Nellie's too.
Okay. I'm just put it under the job that you work for instead of the
yes, ma'am.
The temp service because that was on your pay stub.
Yes, ma'am. All
right. And what city and state was that located?
In Mobile, Alabama.
Was it like a moving warehouse, like with diesels?
It's like trucks. They get stuff come in and they, you know, send stuff out. That's what they do. They get tissue and they, you know, we wrap it and we stock it and they send, they load it on the truck and they send it out. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have the telephone number to that company?
Just now, yes, ma'am. How long? Okay. The number is 251-473-1001. And my boss lady name is Miss Lucy, and her station is 216.
Okay, so was it to the temp service?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you can you give me the phone number to the John Fayard place?
Oh, I don't have that one.
Okay, I can find it for you.
I just had the one to the temp service, because they the one had they the one hire us and they sent us to them.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, so I think when you go through your system, when they put, well, I have to put it as though the one that's on file, what's on your check stub, that information mm-hmm. is on your check stub. That's why I have to put it in the computer. But I know, I'm pretty sure whenever they see you filing from that company,
yes, ma'am.
It'll be from the temp cert. Well, let me make sure. Okay, so when did you start working there at the John Fayard company?
When I went to my sis, I started working there with September the 13th of last year.
And what was your last day of work?
It was last Friday, the 22nd.
Okay, so I'm gonna put down like the job that you was working at, because you didn't quit or you weren't fired from the job. It's actually like laid off. I'm gonna put it in the system as laid off as no work given, because that's
yes,
true.
Yes, ma'am. At John Fayard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Because that's what we got. We laid off. We don't know when we're gonna we don't know when we're gonna go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody was telling us to go ahead, told me to go ahead and file for unemployment, that's what that's what I did, you know, because I didn't know what to do. Like somebody said, nobody come and get for a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I understand that.
Because when they do call us back, that's when I go back to work, but, you know, it's been a week, you know, so I don't know.
And did you receive any holiday pay, sick pay, or vacation pay anytime after the last
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. Not over now.
Yeah. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from the federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Just checking out. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me give you a 4-digit PIN. Can you grab a pen and a paper real quick so you can write that down and
yes.
The other information that I'm going to give you?
Oh. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, that PIN is 5284.
5284, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you the closing statement, so keep that out. The following instructions,
ma'am.
I'm going to read you the closing statement, so keep your pen and paper out.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of our Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama spelled all the way out.
Okay.
.gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is
www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800.
Yeah.
It's
800-752-7389.
Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on that Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So starting this upcoming Sunday, you'll do it.
Okay.
All right. And information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet just explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the information booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information listed, please call
1-800-361-4524. Okay.
Yes. And you can call that number Sunday through Thursday to schedule a phone appointment for the following day. Only 600 claimants can call the number per day. So try to get your appointment in whenever you call the number. And you can call that number at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So most people, whenever they call that number, well, some people say they don't get their call in on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
My advice to you is to keep calling that number until you get a phone appointment for the following day. And you can only get one phone appointment per week.
Okay. right. So this week I have to. I just started filing for next week, right? For Sunday, I don't get nothing yet, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right. So it do take 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment the unemployment claim. But
okay.
You do, in the meantime, when you get off the phone with me, update your online resume to the website I gave you, the Alabama Works, alabama.gov website, and start doing your weekly certification this upcoming Sunday. And if you do skip a week, your claim will close. So try to do those every day, or every week.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any questions?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.